Hey. Welcome to another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, here to serve you and give you all the wisdom. You bring the wine. Get prepared to sip, savor, and elevate your minds. This is our Q&A session. I'm excited to go ahead and jump into our first question. So let's go ahead and get there. First question is it okay to outgrow friends, family, or even a relationship? Okay. Is it okay to outgrow friends and family or even a relationship? So the answer is hell yeah. Absolutely. It's okay to outgrow friends and family and relationships. The bottom line is that you're growing and you're evolving. And so as you move, not everyone is going to move with you. And that's just a fact, because you are a singular individual, and your autonomy, your independence, your singularity allows you to grow at a different pace than everybody else. Just like your spiritual growth is going to be its own pace, so is your mental and physical and wellness growth are going to also be at your own pace. So first thing first is your needs change as you grow. That's the most important thing that you need to understand. The needs that I had in my 20s and 30s are not the same needs that I have in my 40s. The desires that I have are different. And so what feeds you, what feeds your soul, and what fires up your energy may not be the same thing that fed you and fired you up before, because you have grown. Also, maybe you have already outgrown those things, right, as you level up. And so behaviors or tasks or places that you used to go, things that you used to enjoy doing, been there, done that. And so it's time for you to move forward and start experiencing new things and providing, you know, and being able to engage in things that provide you with more depth, more support, and are more in alignment with who you are today. So your needs are definitely going to change. And so how you may need that family or friend, or even if you need that family and friend, may also change because you've grown. Okay. Next is what I just said. Not everyone's going to grow with you. Okay. Growing is an individual space. And so, you know, we're happy and we're able to celebrate the fact that we are evolving, but we are not responsible for the evolution of other people, nor can we shrink ourselves down to meet them. I don't know how many times we feel like we are guilty for surpassing someone. Let me tell y'all something. Everyone has access. It may not be the same level of access, and I get it. And there may be more hurdles for some of us to get to that access as others. But the bottom line is the access is there, because you chose to access it, because you chose to jump through those hurdles. Does that mean that you did not fight for every space that you're in right now? So should you feel guilty for being in that space when your homegirl, your homeboy, or family member, whoever the hell else, is not in that space? No, because that would mean that you are living your life for them and not for yourself. And the truth is, they should be proud of you. They should be pushing you forward, wanting you to grow, even if that means growing outside of them, because it's your potential that you're reaching, not theirs. All right. Next is, when we do let go of someone that we care about because of growth, that doesn't mean that we don't love them. Okay. I have friends, I have family, and then I have friends and family that are my core versus the friends and family that are my external supports. Bottom line, not everyone can't be in the circle. Okay. And as you grow, you may find that the relationships that you had with someone served you well when you were at this age or going through that stage or going through that trauma, but now you are going through something different. And so there may be a family member that is better capable of handling that particular level of where you are, or maybe you don't need anyone to help you on where you are because you're straight. So again, that doesn't mean that the love is not there. So if that person can't appreciate the fact that they served in a purpose in your life when you needed them, and just be proud of the fact that they did that, then that's where the issue comes, because now they are trying to make you feel guilty, right? When the truth is, you are independent and you've grown, and they should be proud that you've grown that far. Okay. So when it comes to outgrowing family and stuff like that, you're not betraying them. You're not betraying your friends. You are stepping into your worth, you're stepping into your value. And anyone that genuinely cared about you when you were on that journey is going to want you to step into those moments like a champ, and are going to, you know, motivate you so that you can go further than that. So keep that in mind. All right. Next question. How do I handle family who don't respect my boundaries?
Get rid of them.
I mean, I know you can't do that, but family or not, your boundaries deserve to be respected, point blank, period. Again, we just talked about your growth. So growing also means setting boundaries for people who are not respecting your growth or who are not capable of handling the fact that you are growing and maybe they are still stagnant. Okay. So number one, you got to be clear and firm and consistent about what you want to set your boundaries on. Many a times we have in our minds what we want our boundary to be, and then we skirt all around the issue instead of saying exactly what it is to the people. We're trying to say it to them with love. We're trying to sandwich it. We want to make sure we don't offend them. The problem is they are already offending you, have been offending you, and will continue to offend you while you're trying to tiptoe around the damn obvious. Check their asses. It's just that simple. It's not going to be pleasant. Anytime that we have to correct someone's behavior as it relates to us, it is not a pleasant task. But the bottom line is, if you do not correct that behavior, then you're complicit in it and you will allow it to take place. And so then you are involved in your own abuse at that particular point. All right. The next thing you want to do is enforce your consequences. So let's say you're firm and you're clear, you're consistent about what your boundaries are, but this person keeps violating your shit. Well, you have to have a consequence. Again, how are you going to come to the table with expectations, with rules, but no consequences? If you have a friend or a family member that is consistently violating a rule that you have to have a consequence for that. Because what are the repercussions for those actions? If I know that I can continue to just show up to your house unannounced, I'll give you one because I don't play that. Let's say you have someone that does that in your family. They just show the hell up like anytime they want and want you to be opening the door and they want to eat all your food and drink all your drink and have conversation and leave. Don't leave no tip at the door. Okay. Let's say you got one of them. If you are firm, like, hey, you can't just keep popping up at my house. If you want to come over, we need to set up a date. You need to call me, you know, then we can set up a time. Now, if that sap sucker keep popping up at your house, why you keep opening the door? That's all I'm saying. I know your car in the driveway. I know they can see it. But your boundary is you don't pop up at my house like that. So I don't have to confirm nor deny that I'm inside this sucker, do I? Or you can know I'm in here and I still don't have to come to the door because you weren't invited into this space. And that is a blatant disrespect on me when you are coming into my space that I pay bills for to do what you want to do. We're not going to allow that. And I know sometimes that can be harsh and it can seem like you're being rude, but the bottom line is they're already being rude to you. And if they had a rule like that, that said, hey, listen, you know, I like for us to kick it, but just call me before you come. Would you not respect that part? So just like you respect the game, they need to respect the hustle. Okay. Next is drop the guilt. That's the one reason why we keep violating our own standards and become complicit in our own demise is because we feel guilty about making the rules in the first place. I know that's your family. I know that's your mom. I know when you look at mom or dad or your older sister or whatever, there's a level of respect there that's just automatically there. But guess what? Just because you're my mom doesn't mean you get to disrespect me. Because when I became grown, I became a grown woman, just like you a grown woman. So now we're having grown woman conversation. We're not having mother and daughter conversation. We're not having father and son conversation. We're having adult conversation where I pay all my bills in my house and you pay your bills in your house. And just like you had rules and regulations when I was a child, no longer a child now, about how you wanted stuff to go in your house, guess what? I got rules and regulations on how shit go roll in my house because it's mine, mom. And you know what, mom? You taught me how to be independent. You taught me how to set rules and standards for what I want. So why would you not want me to do what you taught me? Come on now. Y'all better pick up what I'm putting down. Stop with the guilt. If you were raised to be strong and independent, be strong and independent. Okay. You're not going to be slow and crippled just because it's someone that is in your family. We're not going to allow that. So protecting your peace is not disrespectful. It is a necessary thing in order for you to still navigate your life because you got all this other stuff that you got going on that they don't even know about. So again, no guilt, no explanations needed. At the end of the day, your boundaries teach people how to treat you, how to respect you. And if they do not respect you, then why are they even in your presence? Okay, and that's real talk. So some of y'all are having some real battles with some of these family members. Again, that's why you need a therapist to help you figure some of that shit out. So please like, share, and follow me. Make sure you set up an appointment if you haven't already. If these are things that are hitting, if I'm pushing your buttons, that means it's time for you to start getting that real talk, okay? That therapy in color that you know you need, okay? I want you all to be healthy and be safe. Please keep sending me your questions. I'll be back in another 2 weeks with another vibe. Bye.